from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. is still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths, he's covered The Pixies, and also he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music, it's very much like Uncle Shel's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stoned. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again. Stop blowing, then the land would be dry, and your boat wouldn't sail, and son, your kite couldn't fly, and the grass would see your trouble. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. If the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. This grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stop loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. You hear me, Bob? You better start loving me again. You love me, Bob?
Yeah.
You better start loving me
again. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on.
Turns to mud and you're falling.
from their 1982 debut album. Yeah, that is Flock of Seagulls with Telecommunication. The fourth single, I think the fourth. There could have been the fifth, actually. If Nightmares was fourth, that would have been fifth. But I lost count. I did lose count. Hey, before the Flock of Seagulls, Oceanography. New album's called 13 Songs About Driving Nowhere in Alphabetical Order. And that was Nowhere to Back Away from Oceanography. Coming to town, playing Arsenal Lanes on June 22nd. And start off that entire set on this encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program with Lou Reed. Because my name is Mach. Well, actually, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mach. And it airs each and every Friday night right here on WRCT. And then sometimes on a Tuesday afternoon and other various times you hear this encore presentation like you're hearing right now, where I, the Mochster, take parts of the actual recording, and I will play that, and that's going to come up in about probably 15 minutes from now. But also I take other parts to make this two-hour block and kind of take some of the best of some of the songs that were played on that Friday night. So what else should I tell you? Oh, how about the fact that on Friday, so this is from Friday, June 10th, 2022, is what this program is based off of. Had a caller call in and say, hey, Mox, I just made it back from the Three Rivers Arts Festival. I got to see Los Straitjackets and Nick Lowe perform, and it was fantastic. And with that, could you please play me some Nick Lowe? Go back to Labor and Lust.
Without love, I am half human. Without love, like a soft thumb by the gloomy look upon my face. Without love, I'm incomplete. Without love, I am not whole. Without love, I'm barely on my feet. I am dying without love. Like a sore thumb by the gloomy look upon my face. Without love, I'm incomplete. Without love, I am not whole. Without love, I'm barely on my feet. I am dying without love. I am dying without love. Yes, I'm dying without love. Oh, yes, I'm dying without love. Oh, yes, I'm dying.
I've got my wife, the other women, and the whiskey killing me. Well, the first two make it so that I see red. The third one makes it so that I can't see. If I had I'd give up the other women and the WIFE. Wedding vows weren't made to be broken. These here lips weren't made to tell no lies. Somewhere along the way, I guess I must have gone astray, 'cause I'm drinking here. wishing for to die. I've got my wife, the other women, and the whiskey killing me. Well, the first two make it so that I see red. The third one makes it so that I can't see. If I had half the brain left after my debauchery, that I can't see. If I had half
Hey there, Viva Le Mocksters. I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the mockster's hip act fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
My life on the road, girl, it's been hard on me and you. Every time we say goodbye, it gets harder to do. But when I'm far away somewhere alone and I'm missing you, star, all I gotta do, I can feel you in my heart. So dream of me every time I get to feeling blue. Dream of me and I'll be dreaming of you. There's just no place like home, and I'm on the way back to you every minute that I'm gone. So when you get to feeling lonely, just remember we won't always be apart. Just close your eyes and think of me. You can't feel me.
Recorded live in 1983, that's The Voice. That's Vern Gosden wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Vern Gosden, Continental Drifters from New Orleans, actually, from their debut album with Get Over It. Now, the Continental Drifters, in my humblest opinion, were kind of like an Americana supergroup because they featured a Cowsill, a Bangle, a member of the DBs, a member of the Dream Syndicate, and a couple other guys who were really good musicians, too. In fact, I had a conversation with a listener who's like, Mockster, when the Continental Drifters were in town many, many moons ago and they played the Rosebud, were you at that show? And I'm like, I don't know, because I don't know if I remember seeing that show. And then recently I was cleaning out some Mockster archives, and believe it or not, I found a poster from that show from the Vermilion album. So yeah, I was there. Hey, before the Continental Drifters, old 97s from Wreck Your Life with WIFE, and I start off the entire set with a request. Speaking of request, a request for some Nick Lowe, Went Back to Labor of Lust with Without Love and Without You. I don't get great requests, so drop me a request at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Hey, you are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. More great music coming to you right after this.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, Help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Let's get back into more music. Going back to the Gangsta Billy album from the Drive-By Truckers, it's the Living Bubba here on the Viva La Mach radio show.
Wake up tired, wake up pissed. Wonder how you ended up like this. I wonder why things happen like they do. But I don't wonder long, cause I got a show to do.
Wake this is Walter from the Silos, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT here in Pittsburgh, PA.
Rolling on and on. Hi, Al Harlow of Prism here. You're listening to The Mockster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
The president's on crack. I believe they're just
Harlow from his Now album with I Believe here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? How about before Al Harlow? A guy named Dusty Bowe. He's from Kentucky and he's coming to Pittsburgh in July. And I got my hands on his CD. And I had a feeling my rockin' attorney actually might like this CD. So I'll have to leave it here for him someday so he can play it on his show. Oh, the Dusty Bowe song was called Ready. And he's like, get ready for the show. He's coming to Pittsburgh. Get ready for the show. Before the Dusty Bowe, Silos from their Cuba album. With a Tennessee Fire. Then I went back to Gangsta Billy. Gangsta Billy from the Drive-By Truckers for the Living Bubba. Which I'm going to guess, if you're listening to this program and it's the encore presentation, it's going to sound a little different. Not much, though. And we got a mock to get to in about 13 minutes. But I got more music. I just got music coming out of everywhere. I guess... good, it's a radio station. That's where music should come out of. I played something off this album last week. It's brand new music from Walker Brigade, an LA-based band. New album's called If Only. I figured we might as well just... check out another track. This one rocks. It's Viva La Mock with Songs That Rock.
stops and everything's sweet, and you're looking out your window, but there's no street, nor the car is gone. The night is dead and the dogs have lost their ground. And the air seems stale, cause the lion's cage and the whimper is low, but the beast has been tamed. So where's the riot? It's much too quiet, and my breath tastes like rotten feet. There's chatter from the windows, but it seems so dead, and there's no one talking but some talking heads. Yes, tonight we go to sleep with the lullaby sound of buildings falling down.
You know, you're not going to believe me when I tell you that that Boomtown Rats song came out in 1982. Yeah, Boomtown Raps, Raps. Boomtown, not Boomtown.
Hey out there in Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio, WRCT.org on your web device of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Hooray! The Cranberry Artists Network presents Martinis with Monet, an art expo featuring Pittsburgh area artists juried by Joyce Worry Perry from Crafton, PA. The exhibit is on display now until tomorrow at the Cranberry Township Municipal Building, which is at 2525 Rochester Road. For more information, visit cranberryartistsnetwork.com. Pittsburgh City Parks continues the Movies in the Parks series with more movies being shown outdoors in various parks around the city, including Flagstaff Hill and Shenley Plaza. Tonight, you can go to Flagstaff in Shenley Park to catch Belfast. Singing in the Rain is showing on the 28th at Shenley Plaza. Paw Patrol is showing on the 26th at Arsenal Park. So you already know if you have to go to that. Coming at the Harris Theater, Katya and Maurice Kraft love two things, each other and volcanoes. For two decades, the daring French volcanologist couple were seduced by the thrill and danger of this elemental love triangle. They roamed the planet, chasing eruptions and their aftermath, and documenting their discoveries in stunning photographs and breathtaking films. Ultimately, Katya and Maurice would lose their lives during a 1991 volcanic explosion on Japan's Mount Unzen. But they would leave a legacy that enriches our knowledge of the natural world, and now you can see it at the Harris Theater, because Fire of Love will be shown there. Now, through September 1st, Harris Theater is at 809 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, go to trustarts.org. Coming up on September 3rd, the Thomas Merton Center is having their 50th anniversary celebration. The Thomas Merton Center is a Pittsburgh-based nonprofit organization that works towards ending war, poverty, and discrimination. And on Saturday, September 3rd, the Thomas Merton Center will be hosting the Love and Living Music Festival to celebrate their 50th anniversary. The event will be free and is welcoming to all ages. It's happening from noon till 6 p.m. at the corner of North Avenue and Cedar Avenue in Allegheny Commons Park on the north side. More information can be found at thomasmertoncenter.org/TMC50. .707 Gallery presents Use What You Got, the debut solo exhibition of works created by Atiyah Jones as part of her self-avoidance series. These brain maps are considered by the artist to be self-portraits, representing her internal mental landscape. The show is on display August 26th through November 20th at 707 Penn Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information about this show, again, go to trustarts.org.